I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Hell yeah, it is. It's a Football Friday, Miller Lite Football Friday. Good to be with you. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop in the next segment as we roll on here in the 9 o'clock hour. Week 3... It's interesting. You kind of highlighted this, Seth, I thought, when we talked to Lisa Ann a little bit earlier about fantasy football. It's been a weird first couple weeks of the season. Like, and I don't know how much of that has to do with just how teams treat the preseason. I feel like that's always been a narrative. Like, when things start slow, because the preseason seems to get more and more de-emphasized with each passing year. But there are a lot of teams that feel like they're taking a while to get into a groove here.
I think it...
Scoring is down. It's strange.
It used to be a notable exception when a veteran player didn't play any preseason games at all. Now I feel like it's become the norm. Mm-hmm. And some teams, like the Rams, do it to an extreme degree. It feels like more than half the teams in the league don't play their notable starters at all during the preseason. And with those preseason games, that's the only time you get true full-speed football at any point. Versus other opponents, you know, other than your own team. So that's, I do think the timing, the rhythm, everything is just a little bit off from the most notable and best players in the league, which is going to look, we see that every week when we see good teams play. You can see the difference between the Texans and the teams that have those notable playmakers. So I think when all those teams are coming back and their notable playmakers haven't really been in sync and timing and rhythm yet, that it just doesn't look as good. So it creates I don't know what you do. I think the Rams would tell you, yeah, we know that, but still staying healthy matters more than anything else. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a line you draw somewhere, though, where you can figure out a way to be sharper. Because it's been sloppy these last couple of weeks.
It really has. It's been sloppy. Now, there are three teams in the AFC. We know there's a lot of shuffling that goes on with teams that make the playoffs year to year. But there's three AFC playoff teams from last year that have started out 0-2. The Tennessee Titans, as we know, they lost to the Giants in week one, and they got blown out by Buffalo on Monday night this week. The Las Vegas Raiders, who lost at the Chargers in week one, no crime there, but then they allowed a 23-7 comeback by the Arizona Cardinals in week two. And then Cincinnati, which is an interesting one because Joe Burrow has looked atrocious the first 2 weeks. They probably should have beat Pittsburgh in week one. If they could make an extra point, they would have beat Pittsburgh in week one. But they've looked bad. Of those teams, Seth, of the 0-2 playoff teams, which of them should be panicking the most right now?
I think that Tennessee should be panicking the most. Because they lost their best pass rusher to injury in the preseason. They traded away their very best receiver and tried to replace him with a draft pick. And I'm not even going to say anything about Ryan Tannehill. Their stud running back, Derrick Henry, has been very, very pedestrian. Like, and I say pedestrian, I mean literally, like, he might as well be walking as he takes the handoff. Because, like, versus the Bills, he could not get going out of the backfield.
No.
And, wait, who are the commentators on that game? Was that Al Michaels?
No, that was the early Monday night game.
That was Orlovsky and Riddick.
And Levy.
That was Orlovsky and Riddick.
Yep.
And Orlovsky, I think, made the point, and it's a good point, that Derrick Henry's the kind of quarterback that he needs to get a little bit of a running head start. You know, like, he needs to have a clear path in front of him because he takes a little while to get up to speed. He's got long strides. He's a taller guy. And that offensive line, Taylor Lewan's banged up and injured now too, does not look like the one that's A, opening up huge holes, and B, Derrick Henry had over 400 touches a couple years ago. The history of running backs who have over 400 touches is not a glorious one. Mm-hmm. They usually, after that season, never attain the same heights they did before. So Derrick Henry gets hurt last year. He comes back. He looks kind of garbage so far this year. I think Tennessee's done for. I think it's rebuild time after this. And it's not – one of our listeners pointed out, Derrick Henry's contract is actually pretty absorbable. It's not ridiculous. It's not as much as an expensive receiver or anything. But they might have to start a little bit of a minor rebuild after this
season. And I think they're through the pricey part of his contract. I think he signed a four-year deal, and a lot of it's front-loaded with signing bonus and things like that.
Yeah, he's only like an $8 or $9 million
cap hit.
Yeah. So I think Tennessee's probably got the most reason to panic. The Bengals, this is why the Bengals fans need to panic. Your organization is still the Bengals. Mm-hmm. They may have gotten the right guy in Joe Burrow, but they did spend money. This is what the Bengals have done the last couple of years. They've actually spent money where formerly they wouldn't. They improved their defense last year. This year they spent money on their offensive line. They're going to have to stick with that and continue to make improvements as Joe Burrow needs to get over this Andrew Luck thing just holding on to the ball, taking hits that he doesn't need to take. Like, when quarterbacks get sacked a lot, it's generally their fault. They might have a bad offensive lineman in front of them, but the good quarterbacks still get rid of the ball. Peyton Manning made offensive linemen who actually sucked look into viable offensive linemen at times. He had some good ones, but some of them just sucked. But he was just really adept at getting rid of the ball. Burrow's the opposite. He's making some good offensive linemen look worse than they actually are. So I would worry about the Bengals long term.
Yes.
I think they'll figure it out this year at some point, but Burrow's got to stop taking so many hits.
Yeah, I mean, it's that when they were making those improvements to the offensive line in the offseason and everybody felt like, they made it to the Super Bowl and they've improved the offensive line, problem solved. And I'm like, man, did you watch that Tennessee game? Like, yeah, he got sacked 9 times, and like 5 of them were his fault, you know. And then he gets sacked in the first game this year against the Steelers in Week 1. He gets sacked 7 times, you know. So like, I guess you didn't solve all. You got new guys who are better players, but the quarterback is still the same guy.
Speaking of the Steelers, I want you to see this that I saw last night before the game.
Okay,
I just found it online. This is hilarious. Okay, so Steve Smith, who the receiver, former receiver for the Ravens as well as the Panthers, remember. And as a Raven, he learned to hate the Steelers. He and Mike Garofalo were talking before the game, and they were standing in front of the Steelers' warm-ups. And the Steelers players were perilously close to Steve Smith, or I guess Garofalo and Steve Smith were set up perilously close to the Steelers. And Steve Smith is kind of looking back, like, looking kind of agitated. This is what it sounded like.
I believe, Colleen, that you're onto something. Because I believe that the Cleveland Browns are plenty fine.
I tell you what,
when
these boys hit me while I ain't in a uniform, they will not be playing tonight.
Yeah. The Cleveland Browns.
I tell you that.
and then he just kept looking with his agitated look back at the Steelers.
He's chippy.
He's chippy. You know what I didn't realize? I've forgotten that he got into 3 notable altercations with fellow teammates, and like ugly ones. In 2002, he got in a fight with Julian Gary. Is that how you pronounce his name? Later that year, that's when he broke Anthony Bright's nose in a film session.
It's his teammate.
He was charged with assault for that. That was in 2002. 5 years later, he broke another teammate's nose. It was cornerback Ken Lucas. So the Bright one was the one that was crazy. It said that reports suggested that Smith became enraged with Bright after the practice squad player asked for a play to be shown again. This is in a film room. And then jumped him after the lights were turned out during a film session.
Wait, what?
Bright wound up suing Smith in 2004, claiming that the fight ruined his career.
Oh, my God.
It's like Steve Smith is, I mean, you could tell during that, like, Steve Smith was doing that for show a little bit, but he's kind of a scary dude. Like, he's not just some guy that talks a big game. But he was good enough that it didn't matter that he was getting in fights with not just teammates, getting in actual fist fights, not on the football field with your same position group.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Like, that doesn't happen very often. There are fights, and sometimes there's fights in the locker room, but like with your own teammate in a film room, that's kind of a big deal. But he was that good. That's why I feel like that should be the argument for him making it into the Hall of Fame. I don't know of any other player that's gotten in that many fights with teammates who isn't in the Hall of Fame. I'm thinking of the defensive lineman for the Cowboys, the psychotic one, who's awesome.
Charles Haley?
Charles Haley.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to Charles Haley level of antisocial behavior amongst your own teammates unless you're Hall of Fame caliber. And I feel like Steve Smith was there. Anybody? You know what? Trell Owens got, like, immediately railroaded out of town for his behavior, like, on various teams.
Yes.
Whereas Steve Smith was good enough that people were like, oh, he's the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how good he was.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell him he's not the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah.
He might beat the snot out of me.
If Steve Smith were Antonio Brown, he would still be on the Raiders. Mike Mayock would have said, yes, sir, and gone back to his office, and Steve Smith would have been right there.
Oh, my God, that's classic. He would still be on the Raiders. That is great. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, 713-572-4610. If you want in, we're getting some water park texts.
Because I was excited about the new Great Wolf Lodge being built in Webster.
Broke ground yesterday, 713-254. We went to one of those indoor water park places, and they had this magic wand game for the kids to play, running around floors of the hotel. My wife and I figured out how to turn it into a drinking game. We had the time of our lives. A magic wand game. Do you know what he's talking about?
A magic wand drinking game, a co-ed drinking game, sounds like it leads to... That leads to a lawsuit right quick.
Well,
I don't
married.
Know about that, man.
You're married.
That's a Richie Incognito at a golf tournament had an issue with a golf club. I don't like that. Oh yeah, if it's just you and your wife.
Yeah, it's your wife. Your wife, unless you have an overly litigious wife. Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you decide to be like, hey, what if we bring a third person into this? And then it gets all serious.
And there's a lot of couples at those water parks, you know. So 832-421. It's going to be right by my office. You guys are welcome to stop by for bourbon anytime. Well, thank you, Texter.
A bourbon in a water park.
We don't need a water park to do that. We'll just swing by. Absolutely.
We just go to I'll go to Great Wolf Lodge and we'll ride the water slides for like 4 or 5 hours and then show up at somebody's office for a bourbon.
That's a contest right there. That is a very, very odd contest, but I'm down. I'm up for that for sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, 713-572-4610. If you got any water park stories, send them in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.